Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Colonel Jeff McCausland, United States Army retired, CBS News. 30 years in the U.S. military. 20 years since the Iraq start. The Prime Minister of Japan, Kishida, visiting his colleague Narendra Modi of more than a billion people in India, visiting the President Zelensky in Kyiv, and then a photograph of the Prime Minister standing next to and shaking hands with the Chancellor of Germany, Olaf Scholz. Are we looking at NATO getting augmented here? How do you read all these movements by the Prime Minister?
Well, I think Prime Minister Kishida wants to assert Japanese as a global power and Japanese return to the global stage. And you know, I both know since the Second World War, Japan, consistent with their constitution, has steadfastly stood with a self-defense force. Prime Minister Abe, one of Prime Minister Kishida's predecessors who sadly died, was an advocate of Japan becoming more militarily prepared. And Kishida looks like the guy who's going to deliver. Don't forget, John, it was only a couple of months ago that Prime Minister Kishida was at the White House. And en route to the White House, he made two startling announcements. One was a significant increase in Japanese defense spending for 1 year, and then raising Japanese defense spending to 2% of GDP. If you do the math on that, that raises Japanese defense spending to about $140 billion a year and make Japan the third largest spender on defense of any country on the planet, only exceeded by the United States and the People's Republic of China. And I'm very confident that President Xi in Moscow was kept very closely informed that Prime Minister Kishida was in Kyiv at the exact same moment that he was in Moscow. And in his remarks, the Prime Minister said, and I quote, that he plans to, quote, directly convey our, Japanese, solidarity and unwavering support for Ukraine and resolutely reject Russia's aggression against Ukraine. That's what he said publicly in Ukraine, as he also announced a $5.5 billion aid package going to Ukraine in the coming months. Now, that may largely be economic and humanitarian, but still invaluable. And then finally, of course, it was only last year at the NATO summit, for the first time, we saw the Japanese defense minister and the Japanese, Korean defense minister attend those particular events. It'll be interesting to see this summer coming up for the next NATO summit if Kishida and the president of Korea actually attend in observer status for that event as well.
No lethal aid. I come back to the beginning, Colonel. Does that tell us that China's decided to sit this out? Can you tell at this point?
Yeah, I think it's too soon to tell if they're going to sit this one out. I think what they're trying to do is portray themselves as above the fray, and as a pillar of global cooperation. It was stunning just a week or 10 days ago that there was this sudden announcement that the Chinese had brokered an agreement between Saudi Arabia and Iran whereby they could reestablish diplomatic relations. And the Chinese pointed out that we can do that and the United States can't do that because we have relations with both countries and we're interested in peace. They talked about their visit of President Xi to China as being, quote unquote, a journey of peace. And I was struck by the fact that in the communique, at the end of the visit to Moscow, this is what the Chinese insisted on, and I'm quoting here, that there needs to be respect the purpose and principles of the UN Charter and abide by international law. That's pretty stunning to have President Xi and President Putin put that out in a statement when clearly the Russians have violated both the Charter and the principles. And then in the aftermath of that, when they got back to Beijing, apparently, the foreign minister actually said, and I'm quoting here, China has no selfish agenda on the Ukraine issue. We did not stand by, nor did we add fuel to the fire or exploit the situation for selfish gain. All that we have done boils down to supporting talks for peace.
Colonel,
this suggests that China wants to be aligned with the global South, betraying this as an isolated event and they above the fray.
Jeff McCausland, CBS News. I'm John Dutch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.